Hi, welcome to Midday Cafe. My name is Mike Giannotti and I am your host. We are now live with the mics working, so thank you for staying with us. Today we have a great show. We're going to have Mr. Mike McLean, Senior Program Manager for the project team, is going to be joining us. He is going to be talking about Planner for Office 365. We also have some tech news in a moment. And I'm going to go ahead real quickly. We have a couple of tech news articles I want to point out coming to us from the Office blogs. The first of which is the April Office 365 Security and Compliance Update is out. There are a couple of key scenarios that you're going to want to take a look at around this. We'll have a link to this afterwards, so don't worry about it. You don't have to run out right now and bing it. We'll have it for you. But Customer Lockbox has started rolling out for SharePoint Online and OneDrive for Business. There's been new security management capabilities that have started coming out. Third-party archiving now available, that's pretty huge, and reduction of e-discovery costs and challenges with Office 365 Advanced e-discovery rolling out as well. They have a Yam Jam around some of that. In fact, it's tomorrow, folks, April 12th. So we'll have a look to that. If you want to interact with the 365 team live around that tomorrow, you can do so, and we'll provide you that link. Also, introducing Wunderlist, Facebook, and Evernote in Outlook on iOS and Android. Ooh, I need to add that to my phone. Do you have that on your phone, Steven?
Not quite yet.
It's news to us. What? You're going to say something.
No, it's news to me as well. I'm just here learning.
We're all learners. We're all lifelong learners. So we'll have a link to that. So take a look at it. I'm pretty excited about that. You can now bring that on in. Also, this was kind of cool. Saving the world one beer at a time. So Carlsberg continues to brew local favorites with global efficiency using Office 365. Great case study around Carlsberg beer and what they're doing with 365. I love this because I love Office 365. You know what else I love, Steven?
Would that be beer?
That would be beer. I do. I love wine, but I also love beer. So here we go. Beer and 365. It's beautiful. It's like a marriage made in heaven. That's all I'm saying. And finally, new usage reports for SharePoint, OneDrive, Yammer, and Skype are now available. So if you'd like to see those with the new reporting dashboard that is available to you through 365, it is live. Check it out. I was rolling around with that, showing that to some clients this last week. You can be too. We'll have links to all these stories after the break for you. So I'm going to go ahead and minimize that on down. We have something we want to show here. Steven, before I show folks this beautiful device, do you want to say anything about it?
Yes.
Yes. What do you want to say?
We have managed to print a totally digital sundial with nothing but plastic.
So in back of me, you can see, and what did you mount this on?
Empty salsa can.
An empty salsa can filled with rocks to weight it. And look at this. This is what we call a digital, hold it in front of the camera. This is confusing. Yeah. People are seeing me here, which is what it really looks like, and here in my studio. So digital sundial, which printer did you use for this one?
That was used making our Zortrex M200.
Zortrex M200, we tried it on our MakerBot, but we had some issues, didn't we?
We did, but this is a very nice and integral print job. It'll digitally project the time onto the pavement once the sun shines through it.
I don't know if anybody can see that, but if I move these around, you can kind of see how it comes through. It's a combination of all these slits. Whoever designed this was a genius. So as the light is hitting it in different ways and then it comes through the back, it will show digitally. I think, is this one on a 10-minute or 20-minute basis?
I believe it's 10.
This one's a 10. So there's two models I've seen out there, 10 and 20. So this one we think is the 10. We'll find out. It's been cloudy and snowing and raining here for days. But now that we have it, it's all set up. So you can see this was actually multiple print jobs that we have for mounting, creating. This is just cool. here's the top to the jar that it's screwed down on. We have this mount, and we're going to put that out, and it is going to, we're going to be able to tell the time now. I think I can get rid of this and get my new Flintstones dial. What do you think?
Yep, we're going back to the sundial age.
Back to the sundial age. So that's that on our little device of the week. Printed care of our Zortrex, what did you say, Zortrex 200?
Yeah,
M200. So very excited about that. If you haven't seen any of this, you know, just, this is very cool stuff. So I'm going to unmute, I am going to remute, because we're going to be dialing him in a few more minutes. We have a couple to burn, but a couple of other things. You know, if you have not looked in 365, so last week I was spending some time with a client. We were taking a look at the administrative console in 365. It's been, the new portal has been rolling out, but you should see the ability to toggle between the two. Take a look. Yes. What, Steven?
We've got a question from Carrie.
From Carrie.
When will Planner be available to government tenants?
Ah, that's a great question. Right now it's in preview to multi-tenant. So government tenants, as you know, for those of you in the federal government space who are in those, that is a dedicated environment. It's a little differently. So it, the only answer I can give you there, and you can, we'll re-ask that of Mike once he's on. But what I'd have to, you know, just to kind of throw it out there, what you need to think about is this. Talk to your rep and have them talk to the folks hosting that. So, because the time frame is different. It typically lags anywhere from 6 months plus, right, before you see that same feature. Right now, it's in preview in our multi-tenants. And it rocks. But stay, don't drop just because it's not live for you yet. You're gonna, he's going to be showing you all the stuff about that. And certainly, you can ask him live on air in just a minute. You know, very cool stuff that it's enabling and allowing for, and I find myself using it more and more. So I see we're at 14 after the hour. Is that showing up on your other PCs there, Steven?
Yeah.
So why don't we do this? Let's first of all change from camera 4 in the background up here to net 1, and I'll see that change. Whoa, there it is. So that's our Skype TX right there. And we got a little countdown going, I guess, and then we're gonna, it's 12:15. So why don't you go ahead, let's dial Mike. We're waiting. And quick link has started. This is all, there he is.
Hi.
Hey Mike, how you doing?
Doing great, how are you doing?
I am doing awesome. We actually were just showing something. It won't show up well to you because it's going to mess up on the green screen because it's, I think it's coming out invisible. But
okay.
We printed off today. We were just showing this to everybody. We've printed a digital sundial.
Wow. Here. Okay.
You ever seen one of them?
You printed it in a 3D printer?
3D printer. It's about yay big. It's attached to a salsa jar filled with rocks. And as the light moves through it, it's got all these little, on the rounded side, all these different, whoever designed this is a genius, but there's all kinds of crazy cutout stuff going through. And as the light goes, it changes. And on the back, it has a flat area that's the numerical values. And every 10 minutes, the value changes and it reads out a digital readout on the ground.
Wow, no kidding. That's pretty amazing.
Crazy stuff. I mean, we leaped forward to digital printing to go back to the Stone Age, and pretty soon I'm going to get rid of my watch and have the old sundial on there.
Yeah, it sounds like a great science fair project for my son.
There you go. It's cool. Check it out. You can find on the MakerBot site, the Thingiverse or whatever.
And
print one off. It's pretty cool. So that's not why you're here. So, Mike, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Great. So my name is Mike McLean. I am a senior program manager on the Microsoft project team. What does that mean? So I actually work on the engineering team right here in Redmond. I help design new features into the products and services that we want to build. And then I get to talk to other teams in Microsoft to figure out how we're going to integrate these services and ship new scenarios to our customers. And one of the great things I get to do is talk to customers and partners like yourself about new products like Office 365 Planner.
Awesome. So today, that's what we're talking about is Planner. And we actually already had a question before you even got on about, but we'll save that for a bit. So today, what are we going to be doing when we talk about Planner? What are you going to run us through?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Maybe I can go ahead and jump into a couple of these slides.
You want to jump into them? All right.
Yeah.
Stephen, why don't we go ahead and switch to the desktop view and put that full screen. There we go.
Great, there we are. All right, so I had a feeling you might ask that. We'd already talked about me a little bit. I'll just put some of my contact info here. I've got my Twitter handle, my email. Always interested to keep in touch with our customer base, so if you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out. And then I've got a couple of links to our Planner blog and our project blog. Here we try to roll out new posts whenever we release new features or hit a new milestone with the product or service. We've got some instructions there on how to add Planner to your existing tenancy. And feel free to take a look at that and just stay up to date on all the new features and scenarios that we're rolling out. But so your question, all right, what are we going to cover today? Well, I included this slide because I thought you might ask that question. Here, we just want to convey the fact that Planner is a new service in Office 365 that helps organize your teamwork. So as you're working in Office 365 and you're working with groups and you're collaborating on documents and things like that, and you have all this different work that's happening across various members in your team, Planner is a good way to pull all this together. So I'll show how that happens today. We'll talk through some of these scenarios. And then we'll cover the fact that Planner helps leverage a lot of these great Office 365 collaboration features that we see. So if you're co-authoring on a document, or you have a group mailbox in your Office 365 group, Planner helps pull all this together and really take advantage of these different features. Then third, we'll cover the fact that Planner is a great fit in really organizations of any size. So we've seen teams adopt Planner during preview right now that are smaller departments within larger organizations. And then we've also seen small companies just pick it up and run with it. So really, it's a great fit for both small teams and small companies as well. And then last, Planner is a great way to enhance Office 365 usage. We'll talk a little bit about that today. You know, we've seen over the past couple of years of shipping Office 365, customers are asking, well, you know, we've got this great service and this great product, but how can we drive interest with our employees and our organization and really show them how to get value out of it? Well, Planner is a new value add to Office 365, and it can really help drive that usage for these services that our customers are already subscribing to. So those are some of the items that we're going to cover today, Mike.
Very cool. So I did have, I guess, just to kind of get it out of the way early on. So we had somebody write in a question already. And you want to, Steve, who was that from again?
The government one?
Yeah, the government question.
Tracy.
From Tracy. So we had a question from Tracy, and they're actually one of the government dedicated tenants. And I know those lag. I don't know if you even have any insight into the timing, because we're still in preview, right, on multi-tenant.
Right.
I don't know that that's something we can even answer today. Do we have anything around? He wanted to know when they might see it.
Right. Well, you know, I can give a little bit of insight. It is available on the Gov SKUs that you can subscribe to in multi-tenant right now. But as far as actual Gov Cloud and the dedicated environment you're talking about, that will be coming later. But it's not available right now in the preview.
Yeah. And so typically they look at, you know, from when we go live, and then there's a time frame past that, which to be determined.
Right. Yeah. We're trying to pull that in a little bit because we've heard the feedback that the Gov customers and some of these other sovereign entities want it immediately as soon as we hit GA. So we're trying to shorten those time frames a little bit, but it's just not available right now in preview.
Gotcha. All right. So what's next?
Well, I was thinking we could jump back to the deck here.
All right.
And we'll talk a little bit about how we're gonna accomplish this. So I've got a short agenda laid out today. We'll talk a little bit about Office 365 Planner, And I'll discuss how we view this space and why we built this service to begin with and how it integrates to Office 365. Then I'll give you a demo of the product so you can actually see plans, you can see tasks, you can see how these are all pulled together. And then I'll talk about the roadmap a little bit. You know, we've been a lot more transparent in the last couple of years about the features that we're rolling out to our products and when they're coming. So I can talk a little bit about some of the new capabilities that we're already working on in Planner. And then, of course, we can take Q&A throughout, or we can take some at the end as well.
Cool.
All right. So how do we view this space? Well, I'll start by talking a little bit about just teamwork and project management in general. Like I said, I work on the Microsoft project team, and you know, we're known for the Microsoft project client that you build a schedule with. These are really in-depth scenarios around dependencies and portfolios, but it really goes beyond that. At Microsoft, here we have this visualization where on the y-axis on the left, you've got the size of teams. So you start with individuals. Individuals are managing their own work, and then you have these ad hoc teams that are sometimes created. You have larger teams that work on huge projects. And then, of course, at the very top, you have your project management office and your executives that are overseeing projects and their portfolio. And they want to know status and reports and dashboards and things like that. Then on the x-axis, we have the size of a project or the complexity. Here, projects can range from a very low complex project, or maybe it's just a few items being worked on, to a medium-sized project that's slightly larger or very, very highly complex projects. And you know, at Microsoft, we've got different tools based on the scenario. So if you look at that lower end side between individuals and these low complex projects, we've got great task management solutions like tasks in Outlook or OneNote. We know a lot of customers use OneNote. They create a list of tasks there. Within the past year, Microsoft acquired Wunderlist, which is great. It's a market leader in personal task management, apps on every device. And these are great tools for an individual to manage their own work. But really, this is scaled down to one person. They might have a list of things that they need to complete today, this week, this month. Maybe it's related to their personal job. But it doesn't have a lot of dependencies or interaction with the other people on their team. If you transition to the right a little bit, now we start moving into these slightly larger teams that are focused on teamwork. And here you might have multiple people that need to see a list of tasks or have access to update or edit these items. But it's not a huge project yet. So here, you know, we're not Boeing who's building an airplane or constructing a building. These are teams that are working maybe in a slightly more agile manner. But for them, in the past, they've been able to use things like a SharePoint task list that maybe they can all get access to, or an Excel document that's stored in a SharePoint doc library that they can all see and edit. And these are okay, but here's a space where we think that there's a lot of opportunity. We've seen this in the past couple of years, where customers don't need to jump all the way to the enterprise side, but they still need something to help manage their teamwork. So up on the right-hand side, here's where we've got these very highly complex projects that probably need an executive sponsor. These are large teams, maybe multiple teams. Maybe there's very, very strict deliverables. Here we've got projects that maybe have some type of government requirements. You need to achieve an ISO certification, and you need more auditing, more tracking, dependencies, issues, risks, things like that. Here, this is where we've been great in the past from Microsoft. We've got Project Server, Project Online, we have SharePoint. We've got a lot of great enterprise technologies. But like I said, you know, here's where we saw a lot of opportunity in the work management space, and this is where we think Planner can fit in nicely. It's these smaller teams that don't need to jump to the enterprise side, but they still need a good way to organize their teamwork. If they were to deploy Project Online, it'd almost be like buying a Ferrari and just using it to back up and down the driveway. So here, these teams are not quite ready for that Cadillac solution yet, but they still need something that's feature-rich that they can collaborate with. So I think at the end of the day, it really just comes down to delivering the right tool for every project and every team. And at Microsoft, like I just described, we have a lot of tools available and there's a lot of different options, but it really depends on the size of team and the type of project or the type of work that they're trying to manage. So what's so special about teamwork? Well, we know that teamwork can get chaotic, right? We see that in Microsoft. We see that in our customers. Our our customers are trying to answer questions like, who's doing what? Who's working on this task? Did somebody already start that? Is somebody working on the design? Our customers are trying to ask questions like, when does everything need to be done? What is the due date for these tasks? If you have a list of tasks in Excel or in a SharePoint task list, maybe that's been populated. Maybe it hasn't been populated. Maybe somebody has created a report for that, but it might not exist yet. You know, our teams are trying to ask questions like, oh, you know, can you give me that document? Can you forward me that email thread? I had that question answered, but, you know, I can't find it right now. That's a common thing that we get. You know, there's other products in Microsoft that are trying to help with that as well. But from a teamwork perspective, we're like, hey, why not tie that document to the task that team member is working on? Why not capture that email thread with that team or with that group? You know, our teams are trying to ask questions like, are we on track? Have we actually hit the milestones that we need to hit? And then our team members are asking questions like, am I the one causing the problems? Am I the one who's supposed to have my task complete? Am I the one who's overloaded or red? Or how do I compare, you know, to Jim or Sally within the team? You know, are they assigned more tasks, less tasks? How are things going? And, you know, lastly, who needs help? So, you know, should I jump out and grab a task from someone else if they're overloaded? And sometimes it's difficult to see those types of answers within the products that we have today. All right, so how does Planner help? Well, Planner is focused on organizing all of that teamwork and all those things that are happening within your organization. It's a great way to visually organize the work that's being done and help these teams reach shared goals. So you'll see that Planner has a nice visual experience with the board that's attached to your Office 365 group. And then we've got these great visual cards that are part of that board. You can see the title of the task that's being completed. You can see a document preview image of that work. So we try to make it much more interactive and visual. Second, you know, we try to make sure Planner is easy and flexible to use. So when you deploy Planner, it's not tied to a specific scenario or industry. But you can create custom buckets to organize your tasks however you like. You can rename tasks, you can move them around. We try to make sure that it's, like I said, super flexible and can really be tailored to your organization. And then third, you know, we try to make sure that we've got a deep integration with Microsoft Office. You know, if we built Planner and it was a standalone service, you know, it might take off and it might be great, but really there's a lot of momentum around Office 365 groups and all the different scenarios that are available. So we try to make sure that Planner has a really deep integration to the new Office 365 groups experience. And lastly, you know, we want to make sure that nobody could go to a competitor product that has a deeper integration with Microsoft Office. You know, we're Microsoft, so we work right next door to the OneDrive for Business team and the Exchange team. So we should, you know, make sure that these scenarios are tightly integrated. You've got a great SharePoint files location available for your team, and when you're creating tasks and plans, that these are nice, tightly integrated to the Microsoft Office experience. All right. So with that being said, you know, we'll just describe a couple of sample scenarios within Planner. So right now, already in preview, we've seen teams pick up Planner and use it to coordinate a marketing launch. So here's a project where maybe you have different buckets based on the type of work that needs to be completed around designing a new website, organizing a venue, booking a caterer, things like that. But really, instead of tracking these tasks in a list somewhere, they're now using cards within a plan to track all that work needed for the marketing launch. We've seen people use Planner to manage interview or to handle interview candidate management. Here we have, you know, a new potential employees that are being interviewed at the organization, and we've seen teams create buckets based on the different stages of interviewing these candidates. So as a candidate moves from, you know, the preliminary, you know, phone screen interview to the first interview, second, they can actually move this candidate along the process and kind of see where they are. So we've seen a lot of teams handle that scenario. Issues list, we've actually seen teams use planners to track a list of issues as cards. They could assign these out to people so they can track who they're assigned to and when they're due. And then within that card, they actually have a description of the issue, and they have a kind of a conversation history where they can post status. That's an interesting scenario. We've seen teams pick it up to manage a sales pipeline where customers have different statuses, and then they've created buckets to track these customers as they transition between status. And then we've seen some universities start looking at Planner, where students can collaborate with each other on projects, work on shared documents, things like that. And then you can even use Planner for informal activities like relevant. So, you could put out a board and schedule these different activities that are happening, assign them to people, things like that. And then there are some more advanced scenarios like acquisition target management, for tracking these customers you're trying to acquire or move them through statuses. So this is just a quick glimpse into some of the scenarios where we've seen Planner be useful. Lastly, before we jump into the demo, I'll just reiterate the fact that Planner is really powered by Office 365 Groups. And if you're not up to date with the new Office 365 Groups concept, Groups is really referred to as the collaboration fabric across all these different workloads in Office 365. When we first shipped Office 365 a few years ago, we had SharePoint Online for document management, we had Exchange Online for mail, and we had Link Online for teleconferencing. Now it's really expanded, and you've got OneNote in there for taking notes and capturing content. You've got the calendar service that's available. Dynamics CRM is plugged in. Delve was introduced, and as these new pillars are introduced to Office 365, we realized that we needed a better experience to really tie all this together. So at Microsoft, we introduced Office 365 Groups. So now we're going to be adding Planner as a new pillar here that feeds into the Groups experience. But this really gives customers a great way to access all their content and their workloads and seamlessly transition across all the different experiences in Office.
Yeah. All right. I was just going to say, I love Groups, and this idea of that, it's just kind of a natural outflow, because with Groups, when you're pulling together groups of folks to work, having this ability to not just schedule meetings and stuff, but actual task planning and having all that stuff roll up under it, it's just a natural outflow.
Right.
And I see Steven's raising his hand. He has a question from, who do you have a question from, Steven?
This question is from Dean.
From Dean.
Will we be able to create multiple plans for single O365 group?
Multiple plans. That's a good question. We're looking at that as an option. For our initial release of Planner, it'll be a one-to-one relationship, so you have one plan per group. But we're looking at having the ability to have multiple plans, mainly for a couple reasons. Our customers are investing more time in building out that group and making sure that they're adding the right team members and they have these documents. And so we're hearing feedback that, I don't want to have to re-add those same people to every group if I need a new plan each month, for example. So we're working with the Office 365 team to understand, is it as simple as saying, all right, spin up multiple plans per group, or is there another component of group like the membership that we need to just reuse? So we're looking at adding that in the future, but right now for our initial release, it's a one-to-one relationship.
Interesting, cool. All right,
good
we got another one.
One more question.
Who's this?
Boris was wondering, is there any risk that Microsoft decides to discontinue Planner as a product?
I guess that's always a risk with any of our products. If you look at the fact that we've invested a lot of time over the past couple of years to understand the scenarios around teamwork and build this tightly integrated experience, we of course see it being there for the foreseeable future. I think in the new world of services, it all comes down to how much our customers love it. But I think you can bet on it just as much as you can bet on any of the other services that we offer.
Cool. All right. So do we want to go back to your desktop?
Sure. That'd be great. Okay, so I think with that, it's probably a good transition into our demo. So let me jump out of the slide deck and I will switch over to Office 365. Okay, so here I am signed in to an Office 365 tenant right here in my browser, and I am looking at the mail experience. So what I'll do here is just walk you through how to access Planner, and then I'll show you some of the features in Planner, like how to create a new plan and the integration that we have to Groups. So here I'm in Mail, And when you have the new planar capability on your tenancy and you click the app launcher in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a brand new option called planar. So here I can click this, I'll just open this in a new tab, and this will take me directly to planar. So it's a brand new icon in the app launcher, and it's going to load the planar experience. Now here I'm taken directly to the planar hub where I see the full list of plans that I belong to and that I'm a member of. But just real quick, I'll point out in the top, hopefully you can see it, in my URL, I'm actually at tasks.office.com. So if I ever just navigate directly to tasks.office.com, it will take me directly to Planner. So it has its own domain, but it's part of Office 365. Now, when I'm brought to the hub here, I've got a couple different things I'm looking at. The left-hand side, I have the short list of all the plans I belong to. These are also, of course, Office 365 groups, because a plan is tied to an Office 365 group. Then on the right-hand side here, I've got a couple of larger cards at the top, and then I have these smaller cards at the bottom. Now, at the top, I've got larger cards because these are my favorites. I've favorited these plans. We know that customers, they might participate in, you know, maybe three or four plans at a time. They might be really active. They're really interested in those. And so they want to bubble those up and show more detailed information. And then when they roll off those plans or maybe they finish, then they might want to shrink those down and not focus on them quite as much. So here, if I wanted to bring any of these up, I can just click the ellipsis, click Add Favorites. And then it's popped up here to the top, and then you see my status is already updated, so I can see how many tasks are in this plan and how many are left. I can always demote this back down by clicking the ellipses down and shrinking that down. So here, when I make it a favorites, it's saved in the main Azure Active Directory for this group. So if I go to any other workload like Exchange or OneDrive for Business, it also shows up in my favorites there. It's one of the great things about groups is everything's tied together. So here on this page, I've got a couple of different plans. You can see we try to provide a quick snapshot of how many tasks are left, a quick count of how many tasks are not started, how many tasks are late, how many tasks are in progress or completed. So here this just provides a quick visualization into the status of the plan. So now I'm going to just show you how to create a new plan. I'm going to click the New Plan button in the upper left, and here I've got a New Plan dialog. Now, when I create a new plan in Planner, I'm actually creating an Office 365 group. So if I call this Midday Cafe Demo, let's say I need a plans according to this demo that I have to provide today. You see I type a name, it gives me an email address for my group, and then I can decide to make this public so everybody can see it and everybody can join it. Or I can make it private, where they can only join if I approve them. So I'll go ahead and click Create. So now we're actually calling up to Azure Active Directory. We're going to create an instance of this Office 365 group. So it'll be stored in Azure, and then I can access it in Exchange Online. I can access it in OneDrive for Business, or I can access it in Planner. So just like that, I'm already in the task creation page of our brand new plan, and we've got this plan that we can work with. So here I've got an initial card set up for me, and let's say I need to write a demo script, and then let's say I need to configure demo environment, and then let's say I need to rehearse the demo, and then let's say I need to put together slide deck. Okay, great. So just like that, I've got four tasks here. I didn't need to take any other steps. I didn't even need to add people to my plan yet. All I need is the name of the task, and boom, I've got four tasks in my plan. So the next thing I'm going to do is probably assign these out to people. So I'm coordinating with the team, so I need people in my team I'm going to work with. So here I'm going to enter a few names of people that are in my team. So I'll type in Anne's name. So she's showing up, so I'm going to add her. And then let me add Alan. So Alan's in my organization. I'm going to add a couple more. Let's add Jeff. So here I'm just typing their name, and we're just performing a lookup in our Office 365 tenant, and we're pulling these people in right away. So just like that, I've added four people to my team. If I close this, now they're up here in my list of team members. After a while, their pictures will start syncing in, just like mine in the upper right-hand corner, and I'll be able to see a little more visual indication of who they are. So now I've got people on my team, I probably want to assign these tasks, right? So of course I could open up the tasks, I can select their name, but that's kind of boring. I'll show you my favorite way to assign tasks. I can actually take their name and I can drag it right over the task, and now I've assigned this to David. Maybe I want to assign this to Jeff, and just like that, I've assigned my first two tasks. Pretty cool?
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty cool. That's slick.
Yeah. So we try to improve the interactions a little bit. So it's not just the same thing of opening up the dialogue, selecting somebody's name. So I'll assign a couple more here. We'll give this one to Anne. Maybe I want to reassign this one to Anne. I can do that as well. So now these are both assigned to Anne. And then let's give this one to Alicia. Great. So now I've got a few tasks assigned. This is awesome. But you know, I've just got this list of tasks here. I want to organize these a little bit better. So here I'm going to create a bucket. So a bucket is our concept of just grouping these tasks together. So here I'll say, oh, you know what? Maybe I have a bucket related to content, and then let's create another bucket just related to the demo itself. So here, let's say my slide deck is related to content. I can just drag this over, drop that in the bucket. If I need to configure my demo environment, rehearse my demo, and then write the demo script, these are all related to the demo. I'll just drag those over there. So here, you know, you can think of lots of different ways this could be used. You know, you could have a bucket for each customer if you work in sales, and maybe you've got a task to complete a pre-sales pitch, actual demo, maybe you have a follow-up dinner or something like that. You could have buckets for different days of the week. You could really organize these however you like. And then I can come over here and I can drag these around. Oh, you know what? Configure a demo. That has to happen before I actually rehearse a demo. So let me drag that up. So you can just drag these around, move things around. It's really intended to be a nice free flow format.
Very cool.
Great. So now let me jump into one of these tasks. So now I'm going to open up the task details dialog. And here we tried to make sure that we didn't overload the user, but we tried to include the most pertinent information related to the task. So here I've got the bucket that the task belongs to, whether or not it's been started. So here I can move this to in progress if we're working on it. And then I've got start date and due date. So I could say, oh, you know what, let me start this tomorrow, and then it's due Friday. So I could assign due dates. I could delete the task, of course. Here I have information around who it's assigned to, who it was assigned by, and then information around who it's assigned to. I could add a description here. So, create slide deck in PowerPoint. And then I've got a couple of interesting things down here. So here I actually have the ability to attach a document to my task. So very frequently within a team, somebody might be creating a PowerPoint deck or a Word document or something like that. And then they upload it to OneDrive for Business. And then they have to come back to some other task management solution to mark the task as complete. So what we tried to do was make sure that this is integrated to the task management experience. So here I could actually upload a new file. Let's say this Word document here. And what it'll do is, just like that, it actually uploaded my document to the OneDrive for Business location. Pretty cool?
Very cool, yeah.
So here it's actually stored in OneDrive for Business for me, and it's linked directly to my task. So in the future when I'm like, oh, what am I working on? Oh, it's my task. Here it's linked to my document. So, you know, we've seen a lot of customers actually use Planner now as their starting point for the day because it's linked to all the work that they're actually completing.
That is, like, on a personal level, that is totally cool because I'm always doing the writing up on a whiteboard, you know, and writing stuff, my day, right. And then I'm trying to keep track, and I'm uploading documents, and I like this for me.
Yeah, because it's all there.
It's all there, nothing else to do.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. And we look at something like Delve as great for discovering, you know, what's happening around your organization. Planner is great for looking at your work that you need to complete.
Yeah.
All right. So then, moving on a little bit, I'll come back to checklist a little bit later. But then, you know, the last integration Office 365 I'll show here in this dialogue is around comments. So here, if there are different questions being answered or updates happening, I can actually say, completed initial draft. You know, check it out. And here I can actually type a comment. I can click post, and oh, you know, my conversation thread is still being set up. That's fine. But you know, the workload right now is being created behind the scenes when I just spawned this group. But what will happen is I can actually post a comment, you know, directly to this task. What you see here is, you know, we have a post from Alicia when it got assigned to David, and we have another post for when the task actually got created. So here, if you're having conversations or the status of the task is changing or something like that, it actually gets appended to the conversation thread. Why is this great? Well, you know, I think occasionally you'll have a team member transition to a different project or leave the team or a task gets reassigned, and then you know you're left finding, oh well, hold on a sec, let me have a quick conversation with them to understand, you know, where this was or why this decision happened. But this gives customers a way to keep the knowledge with the task, and it's attached directly to the work that's happening. So that's an integration to conversations. I'll show you the conversation thread a little bit later. So here I can actually close this out and come back to my board. Later, the preview of the document could actually pull in. And then as a user, I can start, you know, marking these tasks as complete and knocking off my work. This board is, you know, I've only got 3 or 4 tasks here. So what I'll do is I'll flip over to a board that's a little more detailed. Spend a little time building this out just to show you what a typical team might do. So here, this is a marketing launch board. I've got different buckets. I have a bucket for all the engineering work that's happening, a bucket for the marketing work, the website that's being created, public relations, and then design and production of some of the content. So here I've got a few different types of tasks. I have a task that's just using the description as the preview. This task here is actually using an image from the document that's linked to the task as part of the preview. As well as this one down here. We have an image that's attached as one of the related documents, and you'll see here we're actually using this as a preview. I could use the description as the preview of the task if I want to, or I could use, you know, any of the other documents if I had multiple documents linked here. Now in this board, I'm looking at the buckets view, but we've got a couple of different pivots. Up on the upper right-hand side, I can actually click this arrow, and I could pivot on who the tasks are assigned to. So maybe I want to see, all right, what's the distribution across my team? I could see, oh, okay, well, Alicia's got a few tasks, and, well, she's got a little bit of availability. Maybe she can help with field readiness. I can drag this over to her bucket, and just like that, it's reassigned to Anne. In addition to assigned to, I can look at progress. So here we've got 3 progress states that are built into Planner. We have not started, in progress, and complete. So here I can pivot on my status, and if Anne makes some progress on running that production environment, I can actually drag this to the in progress bucket, and just like that, it'll update the status of the task as well. You see now it's a half filled circle, so it's in progress. I can drag that back if I want to, but really I have a lot of flexibility in terms of dragging my tasks around, changing status, or who they're assigned to.
Very cool.
All right, if I expand this, I'll show you completed. So I've got a list of completed tasks. Now, you know, this is great, and you can kind of tell, you know, who's overloaded and who's not by looking at pivots like the assigned to. But we wanted to go one step further. So in addition to the board view, Planner actually has some built-in charts. We want to include, you know, some high-level status for your team, so you can answer those questions I was talking about in the slide deck. So here we actually include a couple of visualizations. You have the same one that showed on the Planner Hub, and then on the right you have this bar chart that actually shows a count of all the tasks across all the members of your team. So here I can look at Alicia, I can look at Alan, and now instead of just seeing their cards, I have an actual count, and then I have a different color based on whether the task is late, or the task is in progress, or the task is not started. Pretty cool?
Yeah.
All right. Now if I see Alan, I'm like, oh wow, Alan's pretty overloaded. If I click Alan's name in the chart, it actually filters on the right. So here now I see just the tasks that are assigned to Alan. I can expand completed. I could come back to Alicia, you know, see what she's assigned to, and she hasn't completed anything yet. Same thing with Anne. You know, she's got, looks like 2 tasks, 1 that's late. So we try to bubble up, you know, some of that important information around which tasks are late, who's overloaded, what the counts are, things like that. All right. So that's a snapshot of the type of metrics that we built into the plan. So I'll show you one more experience around the hub before I jump back to the slide deck for a bit. One of the primary questions our customers try to answer is, well, what is all the work that's assigned to me? So if you can imagine, you know, a company that picks up Planner, they start creating lots and lots of plans. Maybe I belong to half a dozen plans. I have a lot of different work that's assigned to me. One thing I don't want to have to do is navigate to all of my different plans to find out, which tasks I have to complete. So in Planner, we actually created another view. Let's see here. I'm going to give that one more chance to load. It's called the My Task Experience. And what it does is it actually aggregates all the tasks across all of your plans. So if you belong to five or six plans, you can pull those all into one page and you can see all those tasks. Let me jump back to my plan real quick and give this one more chance to load. Okay. I have a few different things running in my machine right now, so
it's a little bit slow. It's preview.
Yeah, that's right. It's preview. Okay. I don't think it's going to load right now.
Mike,
but that's all right. Yeah.
We do have some questions.
Okay. Why don't we take that?
All right. Steven, you want to fire them away?
So Boris is back. He's wondering, might we expect new updates to be available and visible?
That's a good question. We've actually already released a couple of updates to the Planner service. Defined roadmap of this is coming this week, this is coming next week. Well, we have a high-level roadmap of the general features we're trying to enable. And I've got a slide in the deck that narrows it down to like first half, second half of FY16. So I can take a look at that with you
cool.
in a little. Yeah. Great. Okay, so it looks like the page loaded. I think we just had a little hiccup there.
We actually had another question.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll take that.
Fire away. Two more questions.
Dean was wondering, if I change my mind about the plan and want to change it from private to public, how can I?
Oh, good question. Since we're tied to Office 365 groups, today, if you create the group as private or public, that's what it is from that point forward. So you'd have to recreate that group with the different status. I know that Groups is working on providing the capability to switch it after it's already been created. And as soon as they support that, the plan will just go along with it.
Cool. And the last one?
Final question. Kelly was thinking, is there a way to set up Planner to allow people to opt out of email updates and just look in the Planner itself for updates? Or do they have to opt out of the group emails to skip the Planner emails?
Yes. Okay. So this is an experienced user who's already looking at the preview. Yeah, I think that's probably the number one piece of feedback we've received. And I didn't jump into that here, but you might have seen it a little bit. But when I reassigned the task, there was a toast notification that popped up, right? And it said task has been reassigned or task has been created. What that does is it sends an email to the entire group, so everybody gets that email. And what we have not done yet is fine-tune the email notification so you could subscribe to just task creation or just plan, just plan status updates or things like that. So today it's an all or nothing. You either have to subscribe to the plan and get the updates or you don't. We're actually actively working on that right now so that the first step most likely will be to turn off the planner notification so you can still get the group emails the way you did previously. But then mute the planner notifications, and then the second step beyond that is going to be this granular tuning of the type of update. So we're working on that right now. We heard the feedback.
Very cool. All right. So you
great.
Like, refresh then here, and
yes.
Is that Bon Jovi on your?
That's Bon Jovi. Yes. We're trying to recruit him to the project team.
Awesome.
Morale a little bit.
I support that move.
Yeah. So this is the My Task page. And, here I have a group by progress. But if I pivot on plan, I could actually see, which tasks are assigned to me across my different plans. So here I've got a few different plans to which, I'm assigned tasks. And I can see, this is actually the full view of work that I need to complete. This is actually a really interesting scenario because since Planner has a tie to Office 365 groups, the Planner service, we actually built this in such a way that you can quickly query across multiple groups and pull these tasks together. So it's very similar to booking or scheduling a meeting in Outlook or Exchange, where you're looking at availability across multiple people. Here, we're actually pulling tasks from multiple different groups. So we want to make sure that this is one of the primary views that we optimize for, which is why we included it in the product. So this is the My Task view, where you can look at all the work assigned to you. All right, so let me jump back to the slide deck, and we'll talk about some of the future roadmap. So just to recap what we saw, so we saw an overview of the Office 365 Planner service, how it's integrated to the Office 365 App Launcher. You can use it to organize the work that's happening within your group. The board, we tried to design it to be super interactive, where you can drag tasks between buckets. You can drag tasks to reassign or change the status. We've got other little features in there. I'll let you discover yourself around like color categories. So in the slide, I show these color flags on each of these tasks. If you have tasks that are super critical, you can just simply add a red flag, and then when you visually look at your board, you can see everything that's tagged with a red flag. So we try to include that. And then some of these callouts on the right just describe the fact we saw you could build your team right there in Planner. The columns are customizable, and we try to make it super engaging for the end user. Now, from a task details perspective, we try to focus on the right details, so we have the right fields in the task that are important. You can upload documents and link them directly to the task, and then you can customize some of those color labels. And then we have an integration to the conversations experience, so when the status update changes or a question or answer is posted, it's tied directly to the Office 365 group. And then lastly, we saw some of the statistics for the plan itself. So when you're in there and you're managing your groups, you can quickly see the status across your users, how many tasks are assigned, whether they're not started, in progress, or complete, and you can reassign work. All right, so we've got the preview out. Let's talk a little bit about the roadmap. So one of the callers asked this question. We actually use user voice to collect our feedback and let our customers vote on suggestions. I've got a link to that in the deck, in the URL if you want to copy it down. And so we're using that as input. We're using customer feedback with other customer visits, things like that. And we heard loud and clear that task checklists were super important. So our customers that started using Planner wanted a way to break down their tasks more granular. And so we actually built this capability, and I'll show that in a minute. This is one of the first updates we released to the live service, and that's available today in preview. Then we've got multi-assign, which we're working on right now. So the question frequently comes up, well, can I assign a task to multiple people? Well, for this scenario, we want to make sure that we really nail it and that we implement it correctly. And when you look at the multi-assign scenario, there's a couple ways to handle it. First is a scenario of, well, I have a task that everybody on my team needs to complete. So maybe I'm a manager, and everyone on my team has to complete their annual performance review, and I want to create a task and fan this out to everyone, and they have to complete it. Or the second approach is, I have a task that I'm going to assign to this team, and I don't care who does it, but it just needs to be done once. So we're looking at these two approaches and trying to make sure that Planner supports the scenario that our customers really need. So we're working on that now, and we've got a tentative date of second half of fiscal year 2016. And then the third item, which also already came up on the call, is around the notification updates. So we're looking at tweaks to that, and that's also scheduled for second half. And then custom backgrounds for boards. This is interesting because it's not a huge piece of functionality, but it allows customers to personalize their board for their plan. And I met with a customer last week that was part of a large university here in the U.S. And great scenario is, oh, maybe they want to have their logo on the background of their board, or it's a sports team, and they just want some more personal touch to it, because we know that when our customers are able to personalize their experiences, they're more likely to come back and actually enjoy it. So we're looking at deploying that. Then the last couple items come a little bit later. We're looking at a Windows Universal app preview, so Windows Universal app, that's in the works. And then the big thing is we're driving to general availability this quarter of FY16. So we're in preview right now, and we're looking at turning it on as general availability for the first percentage of customers this quarter. So that's what's in the pipe. So let me jump back to Office 365 Planner. And I will show you one of the first features that we actually delivered into the live service, you know, since going live with public preview. So here, if I pull up my board.
And Mike, while that's coming up, you mentioned the Windows Universal app for preview. I was curious because with a lot of the Office application sets, we've been seeing them come up with an iOS app as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do we anticipate seeing that?
We're doing research around that.
Okay.
We don't have a date published for that right now.
Yep.
But we know that's a super high priority ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, and Steven has his hand. Do you have a question?
When you were talking about the issues with notifications,
mm-hmm.
will we be able to stop Planner creating a new conversation in the group? Right now, we have to use a group just for a Planner plan, as it overwhelms the conversations for the group to be useful.
Right. Yeah. You know, we're not, at least for the first round of notification updates, we're not looking at cutting out the conversation thread posting.
Mm-hmm.
That would still be part of it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of customers are actually asking for more of that because they want to have more auditing around different things that happen in the task. We have, for example, some right now, for example, in the conversation workload, we publish whether the task has been created, reassigned, or the status changes, or someone manually creates a comment. And we have customers that are actually asking for bucket changes. So they want to know if the task is dragged between buckets or, the due date or the start date is changing. Right. So so we're not looking at cutting it out of the conversation experience. We might actually add more events. But, there might be something that we need to do in the future if customers are really picking up more of that workload.
All right. And you had one more?
Tracy was wondering, can a supervisor see all tasks assigned to their staff from different project managers?
Supervisors would. So basically anybody who's part of the Office 365 group would see all the tasks. We tried to make Planner a more open and collaborative experience. So there are not different roles within the plan where you could say, oh, I'm a project manager, I can create tasks, and Bob can only see the tasks that are assigned to him. It's a more collaborative experience so that everybody in the team can see the tasks, everybody can update it. And I'll give you a scenario of why. Like, for example, if a team is running like an agile scrum methodology and they're meeting as a group every day, if the scrum master isn't there, we want the team to be able to move these tasks to a different status or create a task or assign it to someone. And that goes for software engineering or any other discipline. For those scenarios where maybe they don't want everyone on the team to see a task or they need more hierarchy or more granular security control, we've got Project Online, which is a great option for that. So it's really up to our customers to decide what's the best fit.
I was going to say, because I think what they were asking was they were looking for, let's say I'm a manager, here in the MTC we have multiple architects and we have a director, but then mm-hmm. the architects might be in different groups that the manager has no insight into, and they were looking to find out more about the roll up across their team. But to your point, that's what Project Online's for those holistic lookups and there, when you start getting into some of the more advanced features, then you're moving into project territory.
Right. Yeah, and we really don't want to overwhelm the users yet in Planner with hierarchies and things like that.
We don't want to recreate the wheel.
Right.
Right? So.
Exactly.
So I saw you had changed your screen. You want to bring them on back?
Great. Okay, so I just jumped into the task details. So I'll just show you this real quick. This is the task checklist feature. So here, if I'm assigned to a task and I need to break this out into additional detail, I can actually say, all right, well, within this task, I actually need to request machines, and then I'll just hit enter, create my task, and then let's say I need to reserve time in lab, and then maybe I need to author some tests to be executed. So here I can actually create individual checklist items for the task that's assigned to me. So very frequently we see customers that need to break this down so they can actually say, oh, okay, well, Great. So for this task, I've requested my machines, I've reserved my time in the lab. And then what happens is, you know, the card that's on the main board actually gets updated. So here I've got a little peek into the checklist. So, you know, if my team is collaborating, they're working together, they can very quickly look at this card and they can say, oh, run on production environment, and it's assigned to Alicia. Looks like she broke that work down into a few different checklist items, and she's about two-thirds of the way through. So my team as a whole knows, okay, I'm actually making progress on that. I'm thinking about that task. So here we actually took it one step further. If I realize, oh, you know, this checklist item is actually larger than I thought it was going to be, author these tests is actually a pretty big item. You know, maybe I need to have like a draft review, final review. I need to publish an email out to my team. I can actually promote this into a full-blown task in the background there. Maybe you saw that jump out. But now it's in my unassigned list. And over here, I can actually open this up. And now I can set a start date, a due date. I can assign this to someone else. I can manage this as a full-blown task. Pretty cool?
Very cool. I mean, what I keep saying is this is a focus on simplicity, but a very robust environment for managing your projects.
Right. Great. Okay. Then the last thing I'll show, let me see if I have this available. All right. So this is a behind-the-scenes peek to just one last integration into Office 365 Groups. Today, you can transition between workloads from here in your mail in Office 365. You can jump over to Calendar, OneDrive for Business, or you can pull up the OneNote notebook. So when we go general availability, we will be enabling a plan option, which all of our customers are asking for.
Yep.
So this is not available today in preview.
Yep.
This is, you know, behind the scenes view into my personal, you know, environment. But here we're going to be turning this on so you can actually navigate to the plan that's part of the group, you know, from here in Exchange or from OneDrive for Business or any of these other workload entry points.
Awesome.
So
very good.
Great. All right. So that was the last thing I was going to demo. Let me jump over to the slide deck here. And, you know, call to action, next steps, you know, try Office 365 Planner. So it's in preview. It's free. Why not? You can add this to any of the Office 365 e-SKUs here, in addition to the nonprofit SKU and the government SKU and multi-tenant. I included a link to the blog again, blogs.office.com/planner. There we've got a few posts, one that links directly to the instructions to add the preview SKU to your tenancy. So you just add that to your tenant, then you assign a license to Planner to your user, and then you can start using Planner. You know, in the future, it'll be part of these offerings by default, so you don't need to go through an extra step, but since it's in preview, you'll have to add it to your existing tenant. And then
He's got one more here. There you go.
Okay, yeah, one more.
Yep.
Join the community discussion. So you're already on the call here. We've got a Yammer network that's open to external customers, external users. There are folks on the product team like myself that help monitor this and try to provide input, answer questions. But if you just go to aka.ms/office365network/planner, you can join the Yammer group that's open to external customers. And then, like I said, we have a user voice setup, so feel free to vote or provide suggestions on features at planner.uservoice.com. So, you know, we covered this in the beginning. Hopefully today you get to see that Planner helps organize the teamwork that's happening in your organization. We really try to leverage the collaboration features available in groups. It's a great fit for organizations of any size, small teams within a larger organization, smaller companies, large companies. And it's really a great way to, you know, drive that usage in Office 365 and try to get more value out of the services to which you subscribe. Great. So that's everything I had today. We can take any additional questions.
Any last questions?
We've covered them all.
Steven said you covered them all. You did an awesome job. So I want to thank you very much, Mike, for coming in today remotely.
Great. Well, you're welcome. No, this is exciting. I'm really excited about all the momentum around Planner, and thanks for the opportunity to come talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I know our customers have been asking a lot about it, so it's an exciting area. It is great to see how robust, while maintaining that simplicity, that it's maintained. I know I learned some things today that I'm going to go try out. So, because we're using groups extensively, so that's very cool. But thank you very much, and we'll be posting up the archive later tomorrow. It'll be sometime tomorrow. That'll be live for everybody. We'll have links to some of the content that Mike was talking about here, as well as the Office Yammer group, the 365 Yammer group, so that folks can join in. And I know you're active on there. I see you all the time.
Yeah, I'm in there every day.
Very cool.
So say hi.
All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in to Midday Cafe. Next week, we're going to have a session on, I believe it is, the apps, Power Apps. So be sure to tune in. And until then, have a great day. Ciao.